The Cloud Collector of Star Whistle Hollow. In a quiet village hidden between misty mountains and whispering woods, a boy named Elio Thimble could hear the sky when it whispered. Not thunder, not wind, whispers. You see, in Star Whistle Hollow, magic didn't shout. It whispered into the hearts of those who listened. And Elio? Elio listened better than anyone. He lived in a crooked little house made of teacups and tree roots with his grandmother Fig, a retired broom racer with wild eyebrows and a teapot that meowed. One day, while chasing a cloud shaped like a giant chicken nugget, his favorite, Elio stumbled upon a glowing jar buried beneath a mossy stump. The jar pulsed with silver light and hummed like a lullaby. It was warm. It was calling him. Chapter 1. The Sky in a Jar. That night, Elio couldn't sleep. The jar sat by his window, casting tiny constellations across the ceiling. At midnight, the jar opened with a soft pop, and out floated a tiny cloud, shimmering, translucent, and blinking? "Hi," it squeaked. "I'm Nimbus. I'm not really supposed to be here." Elio blinked back. "You're a talking cloud?" "Well, I was a dream cloud," Nimbus explained, twirling like whipped cream. "But I got bored, so I snuck out of the sky. And now I'm stuck. Oops." Elio grinned. "Then let's get you home." Chapter 2. Flight School, sort of. Nimbus couldn't remember exactly where in the sky he came from, but he was sure it was past the wandering windmills and through the whistlewind rift. No problem, right? Except Elio had no wings or maps or permission. So he asked Grandmother Fig for help. "Oh, sure," she said casually, dunking a donut into a mug of hot root juice. "There's an old flying kettle in the shed. Bit rusty. It bites, but it flies." "Flying kettle. Check." "Map made of toast crumbs. Check." "The helmet was made from an old soup bowl. Check." Elio and Nimbus were off. Chapter 3. Trouble in the Skies. They soared past rainbow trout-shaped clouds and sleepy sunbeams. Elio waved at a parade of migrating umbrellas and a school of musical moonfish. But trouble brewed in the upper winds. The Fog Witch of the North, Lady Merkla, had noticed Nimbus's escape. "Dream clouds belong in my dream vault," she growled. "No runaways, no exceptions." She sent her minions, gloomy foglets with squishy bellies and bad manners, to stop them. They whooshed toward Elio's kettle like a grumpy stampede. "Hang on!" Elio shouted as he yanked the kettle's ladle lever. The kettle flipped, twirled, and dove into a canyon of cirrus clouds, narrowly missing a flock of thunder geese. Chapter 4. The Skykeeper's Gate. After a wild chase, they finally reached a floating island of twinkling glass, the Skykeeper's Gate. Nimbus began to glow. "This is it. This is home." A significant figure appeared, the Skykeeper, made of stars and stormlight, with a voice like wind chimes and rolling thunder. "You brought a cloud home," they said to Elio, smiling. Nimbus floated forward, happy, but then hesitated. "I don't want to go back," he whispered. "I want to explore. I want to dream freely." The Skykeeper looked at Elio. "What do you say, dream listener? Shall we make him an explorer cloud?" Chapter 5. Home is Bigger Than We Think. Elio nodded. "The world needs curious clouds." And so Nimbus was given a new shape, fluffier, sparklier, and filled with light from 100 dreams. He was now Nimbus the Wonderpuff, official cloud explorer, keeper of sky curiosity, and collector of silly-shaped raindrops. The Skykeeper gifted Elio a tiny weather compass so they could always find each other. And just like that, they flew home, together. Epilogue. Back in the Hollow. Back in Star Whistle Hollow, Grandmother Fig sipped her root tea and watched the kettle land, slightly sideways, in the garden. Elio now had a new job, helping runaway clouds find their dreams. And sometimes, if you looked up just right, you'd see a puff of shimmer zip across the sky, leaving behind the shape of a heart, a dragon, or a pineapple in sunglasses. Because in a world that whispers magic, all it takes is one kid and one curious cloud to listen. The end.